In this bulletin, the coronavirus death toll in Australia rises to 16. The federal government unveils more than $1 billion to tackle COVID-19 and indicates there is some optimism based on infection rates. And US organisers cancel a car show because of the coronavirus pandemic. With the latest SBS News, I'm Stephanie Corsetti. Another Victorian has died from coronavirus and four others are in intensive care as the state calls for retired health workers to help deal with cases. A Queensland woman has also died after the 75-year-old travelled on the Ruby Princess cruise ship, taking the national death toll to 16 people in Australia. More than 70 travellers are in mandatory quarantine in Brisbane and medical officers checked 400 passengers before they were sent to Melbourne hotels. Victoria's Health Minister Jenny Markakos says the latest COVID-19 fatality was a man aged in his 80s who died in a Melbourne hospital.
The total number of cases overnight is another 84 cases, taking us to a total of 769. We now have had 193 people who have recovered. There are 21 confirmed cases of community transmission to date. That remains unchanged.
Prime Minister Scott Morrison says Australia's coronavirus infection rate is slowing from up to 30% to 15% in recent days. The federal government has unveiled a $1 billion health package for telehealth and other support services, including mental health care. The National Cabinet is meeting today to consider further coronavirus measures to manage the spread of the illness. Mr. Morrison says the latest regulations for overseas arrivals going into quarantine began at midnight, but there were less passengers than expected.
And everybody's working incredibly hard to deal with the unprecedented level of demand and changes that are necessary. And for right now, it's about getting more support to people in the community that need it most. And that's their health care, that's their mental health, that's their protection for vulnerable Australians, and that emergency relief. And that's what this $1.1 billion package I've announced today will be addressing.
The federal opposition is calling for a wage subsidy to be implemented urgently as employees face uncertainty during the coronavirus pandemic. Labor leader Anthony Albanese is concerned about casual staff losing work and struggling to pay the bills as he pushes for immediate financial support. The federal government says it is working on developing a wage subsidy for businesses to keep staff on the books during the coronavirus outbreak. Labor leader Anthony Albanese says he hopes income support can be offered for households if the breadwinner is earning $70,000 or less.
I'd say to the government, get on with it. Put these changes in place because the longer there's uncertainty, the more the anxiety that's there from people who have suffered in this circumstance.
New Zealand has recorded its first coronavirus death after a woman in her 70s died on the South Island. The patient had existing health conditions and was initially diagnosed incorrectly with influenza. The country's total COVID-19 cases has reached 514. US President Donald Trump has relaxed his view on quarantine measures for certain parts of the United States after criticism from New York and Connecticut's governors. Mr. Trump had suggested the idea of isolating New York, Connecticut, and New Jersey, with the White House chief of staff reportedly weighing up the options. President Trump has now requested a strong travel advisory rather than a quarantine, stating it won't be necessary, even though the three states are severely affected by the coronavirus pandemic. Three New York police members have died from COVID-19. A 5.8 magnitude earthquake has struck Indonesia. The quake centre was 64 kilometres northwest of Sulawesi Island, but hasn't so far triggered a tsunami. It's believed at least two people were injured and two homes collapsed in Kalawi Village. And the Detroit car show has been cancelled because of the coronavirus outbreak, with the event to be held in June next year. The North American International Auto Show is held annually and features the launch of new vehicle concepts. Manufacturers have already scrapped most US car production, while the New York Auto Car Show has also been postponed. The usual Manhattan Convention Center venue will be turned into a makeshift hospital instead. And now for a look at tomorrow's weather. Perth, mostly sunny, 25. Adelaide, partly cloudy, 21. Melbourne, a possible shower, 21. Hobart, partly cloudy and 19. Canberra, showers, 23. Wollongong, much the same, 24. Sydney, a shower or two, 25. Newcastle, similar conditions, 25. Brisbane, partly cloudy, 29. Cairns, a shower or two, 31. And Darwin, sunny, 35. I'm Stephanie Corsetti, SBS News.